Come here, honey. That's you. I ain't got no more 100. Give me a mic, son. Say something, honey. Say something. If you ain't gonna say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think about it a minute. What you want to tell them? Anything?
A few.
All right, go ahead.
I was reading a book the other day, and I thought these things that I'm about to say would be a blessing to your life, and it will help you with what you've been taught this week to help execute it. The first thing is, and you can find the scriptures for these, let your words be impeccable.
Let your words be impeccable.
Always speak those things that are right and that are pleasing in the eyesight of God.
You know the Bible says, honey, how forcible are right words. They can look that up and put that, that'd be a good text. And then I heard a man say, test your word before you speak them. I said, what? What did he say? I was sitting in the recliner. I got up. He said, test your word before you speak them. Go ahead. So that'll go along with that, right?
And yes. And the second thing is, don't be offended by anything.
Wow.
You know, when you become offended, you stop the anointing of God in your life. And you get stuck right where you are until you clear that thing up out your life. Doesn't matter what anybody else says or what they even do. It's how you react to what they've said.
Satan sends or sin people to offend you. Be quick to forgive. Because there's a stagnation that come upon your life when you're offended. Forgive them and go on.
The next thing would be don't assume anything. Sometimes we are working with people or we are dealing with people and we assume they know certain things, but they don't. So what you do is you make sure that you don't have to assume anything by you telling them exactly what you want, exactly how you feel about it.
You know how to do that.
So that won't be any mix-up. They'll know, and they can carry out what you've given them to do, or and you know what to expect of them, because you've already explained to them and told them what you wanted. And the fourth thing is, always do your best. As unto the Lord, because I know you don't want to give the Lord the little half steps that we take sometime, or the shortcut that we take sometime, but you always do your best, and that's a seed that you're sowing, because you will reap the harvest from doing what you're supposed to do and doing it faithfully and doing it right.
I know, the reason I did that, honey, I know these women and these men here love their apostle, but they sure won't hear you every now and then. I just sit there and be quiet. He don't say nothing. You know, she just sit there and be quiet. She won't say anything. But there's so much in her, so much leadership. Just a blessed woman. This is no fake here, boy. This the real deal. Amen. And, you heard me tell a story. I was in the barbershop, lost, cut in half. And, I'm playing around, ripping me, running them down the street, up and down North Boulevard. And I'm cutting hair that night. And they said, the Lord don't talk to sinners. I don't know what happened. The Lord said, that's your wife in Prairieville. Yeah. Wife? I said, who is that? I ain't ready for no wife. But I followed it.
Yes, sir.
And the magnitude of what I do now, I had to have a special woman who to be able to deal with me, because I'm gone a lot, not physically, in the house.
In the house.
Gone. But this woman knows how to keep moving, tiptoe, never complain. Sometimes I spend hours and hours, don't say a word. We have a lot of fellowship, love each other. But sometimes I spend hours, we even go in our RV. My RV is stacked with books. And she read and I read, we both read. So this the real deal here. We're not faking nothing for a meeting, you understand? This is our life. This is our lifestyle. My sons who are real and daughters who are real close to us have seen us in action. And we're just happy people and blessed. And what's Junior? Yeah, go ahead, honey. You got the mic.
He was preaching the other night, and he was saying something about spiritual fathers and mothers, you know, to speak into your life. And it came upon me the thought that, and this is true, the thought that, you know, somebody might say, well, I don't have a ministry to be a father to those people who are under me. But, you know, each man in here who has a wife and a family, you are the spiritual head of that household. And just like he can speak into all of your lives, you can speak into your family's life. And you have that ability and that right to be able to do that. You know, and sometimes we think that we are too far gone to be able to speak into our children's lives and to be able to speak to them about their position. See, because just like we have this church here, your family and your home has a vision. And we have to be able to follow those visions no matter, I mean, you don't have to have a church. But the vision that God has given to you, you and your family can carry the vision out. You know, we're not here just to get married, have children, and then let them go. We have a responsibility to speak into our children's lives. Just like he was preaching the other night, he said, when something is going wrong in your home, each one of you men, you're covering of your home. You ought to be able to walk in that house and call it to attention and command things to be straightened out and not let it slide. See, because we have a responsibility to raise our children in the fear of the Lord. I was listening to a man today, and he was talking about the situations that's going on in the country now. And he said there's only one head, and that's the Holy God that my children will follow. They're not going to follow those things that are just in the world and what the world say. But he said they're going to follow what God said. He said, because I'm teaching them that. So we have a responsibility to lead our children, just like we lead our churches. And then so our children can take their rightful place. And whether they want it or not, they're born into a legacy that God has placed on, just like our kids, they ain't got no choice. You don't have a choice. They have a legacy that they got to carry on. And so I don't care what they might do or whatever that's opposite, or what your children might do that's opposite or whatever, don't worry about it. God got them. And you might think that they're so far gone, or they're too old, or they're their own person. Don't worry about it. Because there's a scripture that helps us and brings us back. With God, nothing shall be impossible.
Nothing.
And do you know what? God is so good. He's so kind.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what he'll do? He'll meet you where you are. It doesn't matter how far they've gone. He'll meet you right where you are. He'll meet you. Glory to God. And so don't ever give up on your children. Don't ever give up on your children.
Wow.
Don't ever give up on your children. Because God has a plan for them and for their lives.
Don't let people make you discouraged with your children. Because your children may have done something that is not called your... That's all right. They're going to come back. They're going to turn around.
Yeah.
Don't you give up on them. Yes, stay there with your arm open. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
oh, she know how to receive. You through?
Yep.
All right. You did a good job. Praise the Lord. Happily married, how many years? 46, huh?
46.
46 years. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful years.
That's right, huh? Praise the Lord. Huh?
You know, we're not going to stay here all night, but. I just want to say something to you, the pastors and the people who are the head of their ministries and whatever. I just want to say something about my husband. We've been married 46 years. He's been born again 44 years. And once he was born again, I have never and my children, since they've been born, they can identify this, attest to this. He's always focused on God. Never ever. I don't care, we could be on vacation, we could be in Disney World, and his mind is on God and what God is saying, and he'll have a piece of paper and he'll start writing, and then he'll go on the ride and come on back over, and we'll you know. But he's the same always in all times. In our home, you think he's different here? No, he's the same everywhere. So you not so all I'm saying is that he has given his life to the cause of God and to the calling God has on his life. And he never looked back. He's never looked back. And I just thank God for that. He had to live before us.
You know, men, husband, let me talk to you a minute based on that. If you cover your wife, she'll let you. She built to be covered. Oh, yeah, she might answer a few questions back, but she wants you to cover her. Because she designed to be covered. So if you think you're doing a good favor by not covering her and not saying things that you need to say to her, under her breath she's calling you stupid because you're not in place. You got to be in place. The way God designed this thing to go is for the man to be the head of the house. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your home. And treat one another with love. I'm not talking about I'm the man of the house. Shit, nobody wanna hear that. The way you say it, you're not no man, you're scared. You're trying to bluff somebody. I'm the man of this house. Why you gotta talk so loud, brother? You're scared, that's what it is. All right, you ready? God bless. You going down?
Amen. If you're gonna clap, you gotta do better than that.